Courtney Devich is a mom and a first-time author, and she's just written a book that'll be a big help to all of us. It's called Mama's Got Anxiety, but it's not going to steal her joy. Courtney, good morning. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Now, Courtney, is anxiety something that you were dealing with even before motherhood?
Yes. I was not actually formally diagnosed until I was 19. I was having chest pains and went and saw a cardiologist, and they're like, "Yeah, you don't have anything wrong with your heart. You have anxiety." So I would say that it definitely was a part of my childhood, though. I don't think that back then they really knew the signs or what to look for with it in regards to in children. But it definitely amplified when I became a mother, for sure. Just with my motherhood starting off with a preterm baby and then another high-risk pregnancy, issues with weight gain and just all of the things that, you know, are kind of typical motherhood worries when you become a mom. You worry about SIDS and things like that, but it just really amplified when I became a mom, for sure.
What kind of help did you go after at the beginning?
So I was on medication when I was diagnosed at 19, and I got off of it when I got pregnant with my first child, because the specific medication I was on at the time, my doctor wasn't comfortable with me taking while pregnant.
Okay.
So after giving birth, probably should have gotten back on it. But at the time, I kind of felt like I was doing okay. And then it wasn't until COVID hit that it really was just out of control, as far as just the fears of the virus taking my babies from me. And so I was in quarantine for well over a year, really struggled with coming out of it, when I did start trying to come out and branch out of my house, lots of panic attacks. And so that was when it was like, okay, no, I need to get back on medication and go back to therapy. So those are the biggest things that it took me a while to do, because I think a lot of times when you are struggling with mental illness, it's a lot of it can just kind of come and go. Like, I also have dealt with depression in the past, and that, you know, there's seasons in my life where I struggle with that more than others. And so when it gets worse and it gets to the point where it's like, okay, now I need to go back and see my doctor or my therapist, you kind of feel like I'm a failure. I thought I was better. I thought I was healed of this. Like, why am I struggling again? So that's, you know, those are the best tools and at our disposal. Anxiety is also like highly treatable. So if you're able to pair therapy with medication, that is highly treatable in those respects. But I know obviously it's not always the case for everybody to do that, but it's, you know, really a conversation for you and your doctor. But in really being able to talk about it with other moms and or just other people in general, and sharing the struggles that you have, what's going on in that brain of yours can help so much as well.
Well, hence the book, It's Not Going to Steal Your Joy. I mean,
now, yes.
I mean, on top of all that, even the pandemic, my goodness. Okay, so like some people might say, well, I'm a mom. This is what I do. I worry about every little detail. I mean, who else will, right? So did you sometimes feel like this is just what I have to do? I have to accept this. Nobody's going to help me. Like, and God has just given this to me, or was there somewhere you were looking like there's got to be a different answer?
Mm-hmm. I'd say in terms of mothering with an anxiety disorder, I kind of opened the book with saying, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be healed on this side of heaven. Mm-hmm. That's just kind of a fact of life. God could heal me in any moment, yes, for sure. So the book became more about, you know, making sure that my anxiety wasn't stealing my joy from me in my motherhood, and really in life in general. So I think that being able to cope, though, for sure, is what has helped me take my joy back. Being able to identify when it's anxiety's voice talking to me versus God's voice, and being able to rely on scripture and different other practical strategies to cope with it, whether it's learning to talk back to your anxiety or, drinking less caffeine because caffeine can amplify it, or doing something calming before bed if you're one of those that has a hard time turning your mind off before bed, like, you know, putting yourself in a different headspace, like, you know, doing adult coloring books or using a weighted blanket, just other strategies that you can use to help you cope with it. So that it doesn't affect your everyday life and steal your joy.
All right. Where can people catch up with you, Courtney, online and maybe just follow along with your journey?
Yeah. My website is CourtneyDevich.com. And then I am over on Facebook and Instagram at Courtney Devich Author.
Perfect. The book is called Mama's Got Anxiety, But Not Gonna Steal Her Joy by Courtney Devich, who's been our guest. Thanks, Courtney.
Thank you so much for having me.